A jury has already found the bank liable for selling defective loans, so that number is the remaining question. The Attorney General's office had sought about $850 million, the amount it says government-sponsored mortgage lenders Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac lost on the faulty loans, which they bought from Bank of America's Countrywide unit in 2007 and 2008. But the judge setting the penalty asked for Countrywide's gains rather than the mortgage lenders' losses. So the government attorneys came back with the $2.1 billion number.
Really, at this point, an extra $1 billion for Bank of America isn't a big deal.
Morningstar financial analyst Jim Sinegal points out B of A is worth $180 billion and already has so much reserved for litigation, he says another billion won't make a dent. But Sinegal says it creates other problems beyond cost.
It shows that the bank's legal problems aren't over yet. We've been waiting for them to end for a while. And I think there are cultural implications.
Bank of America bought Countrywide in 2008, inherited the legal trouble caused by its bad mortgages, and also, Sinegal says, the staff that created them. For its part, Bank of America says the new number has no relation to the case. The bank's deadline to respond in court is February 26th. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.